have something overlooked here, too.
And the other thing is that Clay and I have been certified in grandma, so we're...
Grandma.
Yeah.
Not grandma. The
records retention and certification course. 2 hours, by the way. But we completed that. And...
Have we received any grandma requests?
No. God forbid, no. Because the only thing you could read really please is this year and that, since you and I came along. But yeah, there was no records that was passed on.
Interesting.
We have some financials that were recreated in 1921. So, other than that, we are... in good standing everywhere. We're doing good.
Clay, I have one thing I forgot to mention. So I got an email this week from Jason Bradley, the EOC manager for the county, that ICS, the county is going to be putting on two ICS 300 and 400 classes this year. So that's going to be our thing here pretty soon, as we got to get everybody, line level people, through
100, 200.
What is this, EOC?
ICS, Incident Command System.
It's federal training that's about as exciting as going to an IRS office.
Is that what you parked that big trailer out there last year?
No, this is all federally mandated stuff. Basically, if you don't do it, you don't get disaster relief money from the feds. It's all about understanding about working with the feds and how their command structure works. And
when do
everything
we have to have that done?
There's no deadline. We just have to have it done. The most of it can be done online, with the exception of the 300 and 400 classes. They have to be done in person because they have practical exercises. And I just got an email that they're being done. Now, John, if I remember right, all of you need 300 and 400. I need it, and any supervisors and above need 300 and 400. I don't think line level people need 300 and 400. I think they just need the 1, 2, and 7, I think.
And the ICS.
The board needs to have us?
Yes.
Okay. ICS 700, that's leadership, I think. It's
good. I'll look. I'll figure out which ones are needed, but I'm sure you have it, right? I have it. Clay has it already.
I had to find it, so you know.
Yeah, because if not, you can get on FEMA's website.
Huh? I know, but I just tell them what the questions they remind.
I'm sure Pat has it.
Is that
Pat
for NIMS?
Yes, it's NIMS training.
You never did it. You did it. So once you've done it, you're done?
You're good. It's so lifetime vaccination.
In fact, Eric was able to get his records from them, and we should be able to get... I'll have to ask him how he did it. He went back, got his... Yeah.
Most of us are probably, on the board, are probably good, mm-hmm, because we've all probably done it at our other agency. I had a little bit of trouble getting to my FEMA records because they were tied to my old departmental email. And so I had to, you know, get on the phone and make a bunch of phone calls. I was able to get that updated. Then I could get into my FEMA account and get all those training records.
Okay. How did you do that? That's what I have to do, because mine was all through mine.
I'll have to look. There's a phone call you have to... There's a phone number you have to call and speak to somebody.
For Richard.
Yes.
Is UFRA or Utah Fire...
I would have to look in to see if UFRA runs any ICS classes.
I don't think they do.
Typically not, but let me, I was just going to check right here.
And also the last training.
We sat in front of that computer for hours doing that.
In that last training last week, there was some question about our records as far as people that have, you know, taken the ICS 700, I believe. Richard, do you remember that?
Yes.
Copies of our all.
I'm going to see if I can bring it up right now.
Our department members' certifications, do we have files on all of them?
We do. Let's see. Let me check right here. I'm going to see what actual certifications we have. So,
you gives us a certification list.
They give us a report.
Yeah, but that's going to be different from the ICS system.
Yeah, because that's all for FEMA.
They were concerned more, and I know I'm taking off the subject a little bit, but they were the IS-90 and I-190 and the white man stuff is what came up last week. and if we have certification for those who have taken those courses already.
Everything that, I mean, if people submitted it, we have it filed.
Yeah, if they submitted it, we have a record of it in our emergency reporting system.
Okay.
It's just a question of making sure everybody has submitted that. I'm trying to bring it up on my phone here to see what we've got.
Well, it's something we could check, and I didn't mean to get off.
No, that's fine. Okay. Makes sense. Are you higher or low?
Low. That's right. Patrick, you still on?
I am here.
All right, very good.
You know, you could have hung up and nobody would have known.
Are you done, Ken?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, anything from the fire association?
Got a $10,000 donation from the Frisbee family.
Frisbee Foundation.
Mm-hmm. And there's supposed to be another little one coming, but he didn't think it was going to be as big.
And we did approve a $2,100 expenditure for online training courses.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
The action training, isn't that what it's called?
That's correct.
We paid for that.
So, that's going to be helpful. And we did set all the dates for the year for our events, so I don't know if that's appropriate here or not, but we have we have the dates. So, the next one coming up is the pancake. We're not doing a chili cook-off this year. We're doing a pancake breakfast / fire awareness, and that's May 4th. Community cleanup is May 18th. Apple Festival is October 12th. Christmas with Santa is December 7th. And our annual volunteer dinner is December 14th. And Tamara's going to create a poster for that. And we'll put it up at all the post office and mailboxes.
Last minute thing. Did you get a text from me about the church wanted a representative?
Yeah, I didn't quite understand that.
I'll give it to you. If you can't make it or have a representative, I'm sure we'll find somebody.
Next Tuesday?
No, it's not next Tuesday.
They're having a big emergency preparedness.
And the church, the ward over in New Harmony in Kolob is doing the emergency preparedness.
So
and they wanted a representative from the fire department or the district or whatever, pass out stuff.
So it's kind of cool because they have all kinds of representatives. So if you do food storage or you have questions about how much you would use or how much you would need, they're going to have people from all kinds of people at it.
Yeah,
and it's open to the public, so.
Okay.
I
know I need it, because I got a ton of food storage, but I wouldn't know if it would last me a day or 15 years, you know?
Yeah.
So, and the big thing always is water.
Right.
I would love to get, like, that. Because you could cook with that, I just wouldn't drink with it.
All right, anything else? Last minute, no public. Anything else before we close? Okay, I'm going to
make a motion that we adjourn this meeting.
Okay, a motion has been made to first and second on adjourning the meeting. It's now 8:01. Do we have all approved? All approved? Any approved? Disapproved? Okay, meeting adjourned.